Reverend Amy DeLong of Osceola says changing the United Methodist Church's rule prohibiting same-sex unions is more important to her than her future as a minister. She says she violated the rule in an effort to help gay teenagers win acceptance from the church.
It's life or death for people. We know that the suicide rate among young gay adolescents is 3 to 4 times higher than that of their heterosexual peers. And I believe that that, in large part, is due to the message that they get at church.
The church prosecutor in this case, Reverend Tom Lambrecht of Greenville, has asked the jury to suspend DeLong from her ministerial duties until she signs a pledge that she will not officiate at any more gay weddings, something DeLong says she will not abide by. Lambrecht says it's important for the church to enforce its existing ban on gay marriages.
She is essentially saying that she is willing to continue violating the requirements of our Book of Discipline, and we don't feel that is appropriate because, if she does it again, we're back here with another trial. She can decide how long she wants to be on suspension.
The jury could decide to impose either a lighter or heavier penalty. DeLong could appeal the verdict up to the church's judicial council. Yesterday, the jury found her innocent of being a self-avowed practicing homosexual because they couldn't prove that DeLong and her gay partner have had sexual contact. DeLong was only willing to say that she is in a loving relationship. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.